I hear we have the Brian Choir's got something going on tonight and tomorrow.
That's right. If you're looking for something to do tonight or tomorrow night, the Brian High School Choir will present New York, New York Underground tonight at 7:30 and tomorrow night at 7:30. That will be in the Rutter High School Auditorium. They take a trip every 4 years to New York, so this is a fundraiser for them. That way, if a student is in choir at least once during their high school experience, they'll get to go to New York and see some shows. And this is a compilation of rock and roll tunes from Broadway, things from Hairspray, Memphis, Blues Brothers, Godspell, Hair, Rock of Ages, and on and on. Tickets are $7 for students, $10 for adults, $12 at the door, so we encourage you to go. I say it all the time. If you've never seen the quality of the talent we have in the high schools, you're missing something.
And one more time, that time and location?
7:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. at the Rutter High School Auditorium.
Okay. And y'all are doing that again tomorrow as well.
Yes. If you miss it tonight, go tomorrow night.
And also, you've got new attendance zones for Brian?
We do. Back in January, the board approved new high school attendance zones for Brian High and Rutter. And it's time to make sure everybody knows that, so that as incoming ninth graders are getting ready for their high school career, they know which school they have to go to. So we're sending a letter out in the next week or so. But in the meantime, we have those new attendance zones online. So if you go to brianisd.org, first news item below the main picture is an item, and you can look at both the overall attendance zones showing Rutter and Brian High, and then on the other file, there's a zoom in of the inset area, because there's a little group of homes around the 29th Street downtown area that are affected, that are going from Brian High to Rutter. Some on the east side, a little bit on the west side. So we just encourage people to make sure that they're aware of what zone their child is in.
Okay, and if they're on the website, they can also look at, I assume they can find the three calendar options there?
Yes, a couple of news items down. I posted our calendar survey. We have three options for the 2013-14 school year. And two of them are very similar. All three have the same starting date of August 26th. Then they all have a little bit different ending date. We're required to have 177 days of student attendance, and then we've got 10 days of staff development. So all of that and holidays and breaks are all figured in, and so people can go online, take a short survey to indicate their preference. There's a place on the survey for comments if they want to include that. So we encourage people to do that. The survey closes at 8 a.m. on Monday morning.
Okay, and when they're looking at those, are there major differences between the calendar options?
First two are very similar. The third one is the longest of the three, and it does have some of the holidays that the other two don't have. For example, Labor Day, Memorial Day, and, you know, we hit a string of years every so often where sometimes it's not possible to have all those holidays without lengthening the school year, and this just happens to be one of those periods.
Is there any information people need to gather before they take the survey? Or
no, they can just, well, I've got PDF files of each of the calendars. They can look at those PDF files. We have a little bit of text as well accompanying the survey, so. And again, if they have questions, they can always call us at 209-1000.
Okay, anything else you'd like to add today?
I think we're busy today.
All right, thank you very much. That's Sandy Ferris, the Communications Director for Brian Independent School District, here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Up next, your community calendar.